Homeward is committed to partnering with parents and equipping you with the resources you need to raise your kids to become responsible adults. And Steadfast Companies, a leading real estate investment company, is proud to partner with Homeward to bring you the following podcast presentation.
When everybody has a child, you go in the hospital, you do the heel prick, you know, the blood spot. They send it off to a lab. When our son Hunter was born, the state of New York was only testing for 11 diseases. Mississippi at 45, Illinois at 51, and here's New York at 11? Every single state in this country are different on the amount of disease they test for. So what I'm trying to do is get them everybody up to par, because thousands and thousands of babies die every single year in this country because they're born in the wrong state.
That is powerful insight from a very, very intense man. Jim Kelly is his name, and you recognize that name if you're a sports fan because he's in the NFL Hall of Fame. He was all-pro quarterback with the Buffalo Bills, actually led them to four consecutive Super Bowl appearances, which is unprecedented, never done before. And yet the passion you hear in his heart is for his son, Hunter, who was born with a terminal disease that sounds like it was preventable, but for a simple blood test. And during the next half hour here on the Homeward broadcast, you're going to hear Jim and his wife, Jill, talk about parenting your kids for the game of life and the intensity that they now have taken from the football field into the parenting world. From the studios at the Homeward Center for Youth and Family on the campus of Azusa Pacific University, welcome to Homeward with parenting and family expert Dr. Jim Burns. I'm Roger Marsh. Now part two of my conversation with the Kellys. Today on the program, we are privileged to have Jim and Jill Kelly with us. You've been through a lot, and Jill, I know you've written about this in your book, Etched on My Heart. I mean, talk about the Hunter and the time you had with him, and Jim, I still think about what you shared with us earlier, where you said, I want to see my son again, and that, you know, what the driving force that was in your faith. You started Hunter's Hope. Talk about that legacy.
That's a loaded question. You just asked me about five questions.
Okay. I'm a bad interviewer that way. I apologize.
No, you're great. Well, first of all, we both shared our testimony and story of our family's experience in Hunter's life. And Without a Word, How a Boy's Unspoken Love Changed Everything, our memoir, which was published through Faith Words a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And now we have, you know, the playbook for dads etched upon my heart, and our girls with Hot Chocolate with God. So God, who would have thought that we would ever be in the literary world? Uh-huh. By no means did we, either of us, plan for this, but God obviously has plans greater and bigger than.
Well, you're good communicators.
We can imagine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just one thing. She's a writer. I'm not.
Yeah.
I have a ghostwriter named Ted Kluck who did a great job with
his name's
my
on the cover.
Yeah, of course.
Not completely ghostwriter.
Wow. Well, you know what? I helped. Mm-hmm. I gave him all the ideas and he put it down in pen. But this woman here is a writer.
Jill, did it help? I mean, kind of therapeutic for you to.
Well, I've been journaling for a very long time. Mm-hmm. So I survive by journaling. I mean, that is where I pour it all out. That's where I pray. That's where that's where it's all at. So I think God had prepared me. Did I ever desire to write a book? No. But God had given us a story, mm-hmm. and had led us down this road. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that he has allowed us to share our story to that kind of a magnitude where only he can put a book in someone's hands and, mm-hmm. have it affect them, mm-hmm. and change their life. I mean, the stories that we've received, and mostly me because I do the reading of all the emails and messages and letters and stuff, is so incredibly humbling to know that we were part of, you know, our story became part of this grand story that God had, you know, prepared in advance for all of us. And then it also includes these other stories is mind-blowing. And to be able, you know, we were just told this at our last speaking engagement, that God has allowed us to steward our pain in such a way that it's changing lives. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it's amazing to even wrap my mind around that's really what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We're sharing our pain. If it was just a story of triumph and another triumph after that, you know, I don't know if we'd be on the level ground that we need to be with other people, because everyone experiences suffering. We all go through trials. Right. So that God has allowed us to share that pain, and then the comfort that we've been given through him, mm-hmm. we pass that on, is just very humbling. And I know both Jim and I had to be very prayerful about the decisions that we've made to share certain things, most recently, obviously, in Etched. I mean, that is a chronicle of how I, as a woman, have learned things about love, forgiveness, suffering, giving, death. And I longed to pass that on to my daughters in the hopes that, you know, another woman would read it and long to pass that same legacy that she has in the moments that God has transformed her. And those are not pretty moments all the time. I mean, a lot of them are, you know, my mom's like, some of this is PG-13, Jill. What are you doing? But, you know, just being honest and raw and authentic, only God can do that in our lives in order for us to pass that on.
One of the things that I've known in talking to people who've been in your situation before is this is a ministry nobody wants.
You know, right.
But if you don't tell your story, then people don't get ministered to, you know,
right.
and the fact that you're encountering couples and families who've been touched by the types of things that you have, and Hunter's Hope gives them hope.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, Hunter's Hope, I mean, Jim, well, he'll share, I'm sure, but he's going all over. I mean, he's in Washington often meeting with legislators and just to make that kind of an impact, you know, in that world, the political world.
Well, look at the platform God's given you. I mean, people know, oh, that's Jim Kelly. That guy played for the Bills, you know, Super Bowl guy.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's what makes me mad, is the only way some of these things are getting done is by me showing up in a governor's office, a lot of governor's offices. I just spent about 2 days with Governor Phil Bryant from Mississippi trying to get him, which he's going to do, which is pretty exciting, to put me in front of many, many other governors. I've been to Kansas. I've been to Arizona, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, New York. I mean, I've been to so many states talking to governors, and it works. But why does it have to be me? Why does it have to be one person?
But thank God it is you.
I understand it, but let me get to the point. I understand that. But this is such a no-brainer. For all the listeners out there, to make a long story short, because it is, when everybody has a child, you go in the hospital, you do the heel prick, you know, the blood spot. They send it off to a lab. When our son Hunter was born, the state of New York was only testing for 11 diseases, where you have states like Pennsylvania 7, Kansas was at 9, Mississippi at 45, Illinois at 51, and here's New York at 11. Every single state in this country are different on the amount of disease they test for. So what I'm trying to do is get them everybody up to par, because thousands and thousands of babies die every single year in this country because they're born in the wrong state.
And they're not doing enough testing.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can do it.
And it's when you start educating governors and senators and congressmen, educating them on how they can get this changed, and then they start doing it, and then all of a sudden you have these kids that are living a quality of life. They're able to dream like I was able to do. But what makes me mad is, why isn't this federally mandated, paid for by the federal government, to give all these kids a chance? We, and nothing against what we do in other countries. God bless them. That's awesome. But we have so many problems and things that we could do in our own country to save so many thousands of lives, and we keep letting it slide by year after year after year. So I'm not stopping until every state in this country tests for the maximum amount of treatable diseases, and it's up to about 60 now, and a lot of times it's just a change of a diet. And I know I went off on a tangent there.
No, it's a good one. It's a good one.
But I'm passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about making a difference. I saw what my son had to go through every day of his 8.5 years of his life. I don't want other kids to have to go through that. And I know when you have, and I'm going to end on this, and I just got chills, because when you have young couples walking up to you, holding their baby in your arm, and they're thanking you, Jim, this is our son, Paul. This is our daughter, Samantha. They've been changed. They're healthy. They're living now because of your foundation. And when you hear that, you understand why the good Lord picked our son so they can work through my son to make a difference for other kids. And that's what we're doing.
Wow. So that's intense. And especially as the healthcare debate, you know, rages on in this country about what should be covered and what shouldn't be covered. And sometimes we argue about the silliest things. And yet this, like you said, this seems like a no-brainer. And I sense your frustration, but also I sense the passion that says, okay, God is using you two for such a time as this to talk to the right people, to get the attention, and I want to encourage you to keep doing it.
That's why we're listening and talking to you.
Good.
Because the more we're on the airwaves, the more people to understand what we're doing, the more that we're helping. And even though it's maybe one state or two states or whatever the case may be. I'm not talking about you. We need to expand and make sure everybody understands.
We appreciate that. Well, Hunter's Hope Foundation, we've got two resources that people can dial into. Jim, your playbook for dads, and Jill, your book, Etched Upon My Heart, which playbook is out now. Etched will be coming out soon.
Yes, and it is. And just real quickly, it's Playbook for Dads. It teaches, I wanted to have fathers understand what I would have done if my son was here. What I would, some of the things I would have taught him. Easy things like that we're taking for granted now that people do and they don't. Mm-hmm. The firm handshake, looking a man in the eye, or the thank yous that I experienced having 25 years of football camp. The kids nowadays forget to say thank you. Just the passion that kids have for the game, you know, for life, and you want them to keep that. And they don't work out and do the things we used to do in the backyard. And you just want kids to get back to some of those things. And these are things, some of the things that I would have taught my son if he was here today. And just want fathers to pick it up, read through it. There's some great, great times of some good old games I used to play, some reminiscing, but there's some things in there to learn.
Great. And Jill, you've written a very personal book as well. I mean, that's just that you're passionate about.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's funny because the Playbook for Dads, and it's interesting how the timing of all this, how God orchestrated it, that really was geared towards Jim's heart for his son. And Etched Upon My Heart was actually birthed from a longing and a desire to share what I thought my daughter should know. As growing up as women, and what God would have for them, and what I learned through actually learning who God isn't in certain circumstances.
Interesting.
And I think that God allows us to go through those experiences to see that, you know what, at the end of the day, that's not God, but here he is, and this is who he really is, and to have those experiences. And it's made up of moments in time, because God is in the moment, not so much in the minutes that we add up to be an hour, which is 365 days after you start, you know, adding up all those minutes. It's moments that we never forget. And God has allowed us to remember them because of what he was trying to teach us about himself in the midst of those moments. So, it's an expression of my heart to my daughters, and I'm very, you know, encouraged and hopeful that mothers will do the same as they read through this and share their own experiences with their own children, so that they can see what faith really looks like in the real world in moments in time.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for being with us today here on the program.
Thank you.
And that concludes part one of today's edition of the Homeward Broadcast, wrapping up my conversation with Jim and Jill Kelly. Jim has written a book, The Playbook for Dads, which is now in stores. And Jill, you just heard her mentioning her book coming out in January of 2013. You want to be looking for those when they're available because Dr. Jim Burns highly recommends them. Jim, of course, the former All-Pro quarterback with the Buffalo Bills. He's in the NFL Hall of Fame. He has a lot to share about life. But the Kellys also have two daughters, Erin and Cameron. And as we continue here on the program, you're going to hear what their ministry is all about, that talks about hot chocolate with God. It's a fun concept, especially for teen and pre-teenage girls, and you'll hear from Erin and Cameron Kelly in just a moment as this very special edition of Homeward with Dr. Jim Burns continues. Well, today on Homeward, we are joined by a couple of sisters who are still speaking to each other, even after this little snafu that we had getting ready on the recording here. Cameron Kelly, Erin Kelly, welcome to the Homeward broadcast today.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. I mean, we have so many different people who write to young people. I mean, here on the Homeward program, we're a ministry that talks to youth and family, and so it's not uncommon for us to have people my age writing to people your age. And it's always very refreshing to have people your age writing to people your age. And and so Hot Chocolate with God, that's a fun title. Where'd you come up with that, Cameron?
Well, when I started writing, when I was 6 years old, I started writing in my journals. And we like having these creative journals because that's like fun for us. Mm-hmm. And I started just writing all my thoughts and prayers and different things. And then one day I got this journal and it was called Hot Chocolate. And then my mom, like, looked at them, like, secretly, somehow. She found them.
Wait, your mom was going through your journal?
Yes.
Well, okay. That's never happened before. I would never do anything like that with my kids. Maybe. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Anyways. And so she found my journals, and then one year, I think was for Christmas, she gave us, it's Hot Chocolate with God. It's, like, a different thing. But then we put it all together, like, Hot Chocolate with God, and it's, like, questions for girls, like my age tweens, I guess you'd mm-hmm. say.
Yeah.
And like to get to know more about God and other fun questions too.
That is fun. Now your mom likes to journal.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, you pick that up from her. Okay, Erin, you're really going, yeah, she does
lot. Yeah. Our whole family is like, loves to journal.
Except for my dad.
Yeah, that's okay. He's a guy. Yeah. Guys don't like to write. We don't like to read. We don't like to write. We like to blow things up. But now you saw her. Who was the bigger journaler? I mean, in terms of Cameron, are you more the writer? Is Erin more the writer?
We both, every morning we do quiet time, especially in the summer when we don't have school, so we have more time. And we just take the time to like write our prayers down and stuff. So I say pretty equally.
You
I would
a
say.
Little more because you're better than me.
I might write a little bit more.
Yes.
Now, there are girls who are going to read this and they're going to say, okay, well, this is a really fun book, but we don't have the same life story that you guys do because our parents aren't famous like your parents are. I mean, so people know. I mean, we're talking about the daughters here of Jim Kelly, who's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and mom is Jill Kelly is an accomplished author and speaker as well. And so there are girls who might read the book and say, well, yeah, that's easy for you to say because you guys are famous. But do you think of yourself as famous?
No. Well,
not
as
really.
A child of God, I think we're famous.
Okay, I like that. That's a really good answer.
Nice job, Erin.
But I think we kind of explain that throughout the book, that it's not about like success and fame and all of that. It's about God, and it's about your relationship with God and your relationship with your family and your friends. And I think we do a good job of discussing that, just in case there is that question that comes up with girls. So yeah,
good job.
Yeah, that's a good answer. And you've got cameras over here going, yeah, way to go. That's awesome. That's great. Still looking up to your big sister. The first book came out, and what was the response like? What were you hearing about, you know, from girls who were saying, wow, this is a great book? I mean, because we've got a second book here, and the publishers, people here, they wouldn't put out a second one if the first one didn't do well. So, I mean, obviously the first one did well. Uh-huh. So what was the initial response like?
Well, we, through the website, we get questions that just pour in, even from like different countries. We have girls just asking us questions and saying how much they love the book, and girls asking if there's going to be another book. And just, and I think that's the website is a big part of the book because that way girls can interact with us. And I think going back to your fame question, that makes us kind of connected to other people too. So I feel like they have a chance to like talk to us and communicate with us, and we're just being us. Like mm-hmm. that's just who we are. And so I think that's a big part of it. But the first book did really well, and I mm-hmm. think this one will do even better. So
what's the most fun for you, Cameron, in writing these things? I mean, you like to journal, but I mean, now you're an author mm-hmm. and published author, because there are a lot of perspiring authors who will never get published, but you guys have a couple of books out. So how's that kind of changed the way you write? I mean, what you're thinking about?
Wow.
I mean, it may not have changed it at all. I mean, if you're just having a good time and being you, that's great. That may be what, you know, kids are really responding to. But do you think about things a little differently now when you write?
Yeah. More different than when I was just like writing my journals. Like, this is like a bigger step in my life. So
what's your relationship like with your dad? Because I mean, it seems like you're pretty dialed in with your mom, and that's neat, because I don't think that you would be who you are right now if you didn't have that. But with your dad speaking into your life too, what's it like growing up with a dad as a Hall of Fame quarterback?
Well, we're both into sports a lot.
Yeah.
Basketball is definitely our thing, but I absolutely love sports. Like, I'll sit down and watch ESPN with them all day.
Nice.
But so that's
I'm not
kind of
the one who watches it though.
Yeah.
I'm not really.
Yeah. You'd rather play sports, but not just sports. Okay. Fair enough.
And, well, he likes to hunt. So he taught me how to shoot a shotgun the other day and stuff. So we have a really good relationship with both of our parents, which I think is really cool. Yeah. We're definitely sports fans for sure.
Yeah.
And we definitely got that from him.
Do you hear from girls who don't have that relationship, like they're coming from, you know, broken homes a lot.
And actually, our best friends, they come from a family where their dad really isn't a huge part of their life. And so I think we just are able to encourage them. And our dad's kind of like their second dad, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are able to just encourage girls that through going through that situation with household situations and stuff like that. And those are actually, you know, some of the questions and emails we get from girls are about stuff like that. So
we're talking with Cameron Kelly and Erin Kelly, the daughters of Jim and Jill Kelly. They are the authors of the co-authors of Hot Chocolate with God 2. You wrote Hot Chocolate with God 1, Cameron.
Yeah.
Right. The first one that got the ball rolling here. What's the weirdest question anyone's ever asked you on the website?
Some people like ask us questions and we're thinking like, we don't really know that because we're just, you know, us.
Yeah.
Like one of them, it was like something, it had to do with, I think, do animals talk and have, like something like that. It was like a weird one. And I was like, well, how do you want us to answer that? Uh-huh. I was like, only God can answer that. But yeah, some of them are a little strange. But
there's so many that I can't even remember half of them. But yeah, we get some funny questions and we just look at them and like, oh, there was one who asked us what we think of Yo Mama jokes.
Oh.
And we were like,
what?
Okay. That was probably our weirdest question.
And for those who are listening right now and saying, what in the world is it? That's a kind of a fun little put down thing that kids like to do. But if you take it the wrong way, we're not going to even give examples of that. But it's very interesting that someone would actually, you know, would ask those. But they feel comfortable enough with you to bring up those types of things. Do you get questions about sex or drugs or anything like that?
Not really.
No, not really, because this age group is so young, except kids are learning about that stuff and going through that stuff at a very young age now. But
well,
that's
the reason I asked.
Yeah.
Because I've talked to elementary school teachers who say, you know, my mom taught first grade for 30 years and she never had to deal with the stuff that they're dealing with in terms of what kids are talking about on the playground now. So I thought, you know, with middle schoolers, that still could be a very big issue. It's nice that they have a place, though, like hotchocolatewithgod.com to have those conversations. Not that they're going to bring that to the table, but other things, too.
Yeah.
Peer pressure, bullying, dating. Yeah. You get a lot of guy questions. Do you get questions
do
you get questions from guys? I mean, are there guys who find this out?
Of them, no. Well, some of the girls talk about guys.
Yeah.
But girls talk about
like,
guy problems.
I like this guy. What should I do? And it's like, oh, okay.
But hotchocolatewithgod.com is pretty much all girls.
Yes.
Yeah. It's I like the website a lot.
I think that's well, and that's neat that you have this type of ministry where you're writing books, but you're also blogging, basically. I mean, you've got the website going, and that's great. What encouragement do you have? I'll start with you, Cameron. For girls your age, what encouragement do you have for them just kind of maneuvering through life right now?
Well, through the book, we kind of tell them that you should stay like strong in your faith. And, well, I encourage them to know God more, obviously, but to just really stay strong in their faith, because moving on with like through their journey, it's a good thing to know God, and he'll help you through your life, through your struggles. And I just encourage them to always persevere in life with God's help.
Excellent. Erin, how about you?
Well, we focus on this a lot in the second book, but I would encourage girls to just be themselves, be who you are, be who God created you to be. And I feel like in our society today, a lot of girls especially try to be someone they're not. They see celebrities and famous people who pose a certain look, like you should be this, and in magazines, this is how you should look. But I think that girls need to focus on just being who God created them to be, not focusing on, oh, I wish I was that person, or I wish I was like this person. Just be you, because there's no one like you, and you are perfect just the way God made you.
Well, congratulations on the first book, and congratulations on the second one coming out right now, Hot Chocolate with God. Cameron Kelly, Erin Kelly, thanks for being with us today here on the program.
Thank you.
Special edition of Homeward Today. It's not often that you get a whole family of authors all in the studio all at the same time, but you just heard my conversation with Erin and Cameron Kelly, the co-authors of the new book, Hot Chocolate with God, Part 2, and other parents, mom and dad, are Jim and Jill Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback and author in his own right as well. And for more information on any of the resources you heard on today's program, go to homeward.com. Now for Dr. Jim Burns, our engineer Ben Camp, and the rest of the staff, I'm Roger Marsh. Thanks so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Homeward. Homeward with Jim Burns is a production of the Homeward Center for Youth and Family at Azusa Pacific University.